Good day, Montana. I'm Tom Barich.
Joining me at a safe social distance today, Montana artist Monty Dolak. Monty Dolak, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be with you.
Monty, you have an exhibit that's actually on display here at the Henry Molloy Gallery and the Paxson Gallery in the PARTV building that runs through August 29th. When guests come and check out this gallery, what can they see?
I think they'll see a range of work. There is some early work here. I have been an artist in Missoula since 1970, when I first came to school here. And so I guess that's 50 years. And I opened my own studio in 1974 and started painting, doing graphic design, making sculpture, painting signs, anything I could do to keep a paintbrush or pencil or a pen in my hand. And over the course of many years, I designed and created a lot of posters and prints, many hundreds. And some of the posters have been distributed quite widely. People, you know, many people in Montana would have seen at least one of them. Yeah. And this is a chance to see the original artwork behind many of the images that are on display here. Now, the curatorial staff at the museum chose the work. The work was borrowed from many different collectors and institutions, and for me it was a joy to see 40-some pieces gathered in one place, the two separate galleries, but it's a continuum of work over about probably 40 years.
Wow.
From very recent pieces to quite early ones. And at times, the print or the poster is on view next to the original work, just so people can get an idea of how these things come about. And many of my early pieces were not paintings. They were lithographs.
Yeah.
So the series of drawings printed over the top of drawings. But this collection here was a joy for me, as I said before, to see pieces I hadn't seen in years and kind of go, whoa, I forgot it was that big, or the intensity of the color, you know, or possibly I just have a photograph I've been able to refer to over time. So I think it's an exhibition that you don't need a degree in the understanding of the arts to view it. Although if you did have one, that would enhance it. But I think young people, all the way to old people, 7 to 70, or 80 or 90, could enjoy it because most of my work has a representational basis.
Yeah.
So that landscape, animals, at times playing freely with a sense of humor, which we're trying not to lose in this time we're in now. And also a deep interest in Montana and nature and animals and how we're connected with nature and how at times we ignore that or exploit it. And at other times, we try to understand it. So my work, a number of the pieces in here were commissioned pieces by various conservation and environmental organizations, and actually scattered across the country. So it's not just referentially Montana, although Montana and the mountains and rivers and lakes here are a touchstone for me, and have always served as a, you know, I don't know, my inspiration for much of my work.
Now, you brought up something interesting that I've been terribly curious about from the artist's perspective. The last 4 to 6 months has been very, very trying. It's been very difficult for everybody, but I'm curious how it has affected the artist specifically.
I have been painting for the last period of time that we've been, hunkered down.
Yeah.
And I think some pretty good work is coming out of it. And I've been planning pieces while also working on a book that was kind of a companion piece to this exhibition. although the book is more expansive and extensive in that it's a 200-page full-color art book, mostly focusing on work from the last 20 years, but it does go beyond that. Our hope was that the book could come out while the exhibition was still up.
Right.
That's looking less and less possible due to the COVID-19. It's sure. just really changed everything, and the ripple effect has been, ongoing.
Of course. Now, that said, the exhibit has been, you said it was originally supposed to close in June?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, obviously due to circumstances, it's now going to close at the end of August. And so what do you see happening after the end of August?
Well, we're still hoping the book can come out this fall. And so it may not coincide with the exhibition, but the book will live on, well past the pieces that are on view here. But I would really encourage people to see some of these things because they've hung on walls of private collectors and corporations and they're not necessarily seen by that many people. I think you walk away from seeing these pieces, hopefully elated, feeling better about life,
yeah.
and feeling hopeful, feeling not in a Pollyannish way,
sure,
but maybe even stirring some ideas. I heard a young person on Annie Gard's Pea Green Boat on KUFM.
Yeah,
some of the students, I think they were from one of the grade schools, had come in, seen the show, and written poems about it. And
wow!
And that was so fun to kind of get the feedback from a young person's, exposure to these pieces.
That's great.
Because some of them are, they're almost all the work, I guess, could be defined as within a realm of magic realism and the surreal. But at the same time, there's a representational quality to it. Some of the commission pieces needed to actually be a work of art that could help explain an idea or a concept to people. So you might look at it and go, oh yeah, this is it's so important that we could maybe try to make this planet a better place to live on or do our part. Some of my more personal works are more investigative. They're filled with imagery of animals and mythology.
There was one that caught my eye because I feel like I'd seen something similar to that in maybe Native American art or just somewhere else. And it's the woodpecker carrying the fire.
This particular Native American myth, and I'm sorry, I don't know the tribe right now, but woodpecker lives in the trees, and also fire lives in the trees. Hmm. And woodpecker looked down and saw people cold and miserable, and he took pity on them, and he stole fire from the trees and gave it to them. And so that is a fire-bringing story that I thought, wow, that's... immediately when I heard that story, I did a little sketch of a woodpecker,
yeah.
one of my favorite birds, because woodpecker is like magpie. They are smart, they are big, they're colorful, they're flashy. Woodpecker already has a flame on his topknot. So in this case, he is bringing fire, and it's a large painting.
Yeah.
It's fun to look at, and it usually hangs at the Fire Lab here in Missoula.
In the PARTV building, there are two different galleries. There's the Paxson Gallery and the Henry Molloy Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference in your artwork from gallery to gallery?
The newer pieces are in the Paxson.
Yes, okay.
And so I would suggest starting in the first main gallery.
I see.
And working through that. There's also some sculptures.
Yes, I saw those. And frankly, bear with me, I didn't get a chance to look at them too closely. But could you tell our listeners a bit more about the sculptures?
Yeah. I guess the sculptures are really a collection of objects brought together on an armature and that serve. For instance, I have hundreds of cars in the shape of a dinosaur.
Like Matchbox cars?
Rex. T-Rex. And then the companion piece to that is a car made out of dinosaurs. So they're fun. They're interesting and fun to look at. It took me months to make them and just find the objects.
Sure.
I continue to make things like that. Many artists will do a series. They'll move through it quickly and move on to the next series. I have multiple ongoing series,
mm-hmm.
so a little different that way. And there are some pieces that are just address the landscape.
Yeah.
But not really in a photographic way.
Okay.
In fact, I'm always a little insulted when people go, "Wow, it looks just like a photo." I was like, "No, it doesn't.
It's not the point." Monty, where can people go to find out more information about you, about your art?
Well, my website, dolak.com.
Monty Dolak, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks.
For more information on the exhibit Monty Dolak, The Artist's Nature, currently at the Henry Molloy Gallery and Paxson Gallery on the University of Montana campus, please visit umt.edu/Montana Museum. This exhibit will be open until August 29th and is open from Tuesday through Saturdays, noon to 6 p.m. This interview was conducted at a safe social distance. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Tom Berich.